Today in the Wicked Wardrobe, I have the lovely Blue Jay Audio joining me. Hello, 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 welcome.
Hello. Welcome.
How are you?
Man, I feel like we've done this before.
Yeah, I wonder.
I'm doing fantastic. I'm doing really well. I'm absolutely gassed to be speaking to you tonight.
Oh, that's lovely. I'm really enjoying this as well. This whole have a chat. Not podcast, I guess.
Kind of podcast. It seems like you've been enjoying yourself.
Yeah, I really have. It's been intriguing and fascinating and revealing and really quite, exciting to get to know people behind, you know, what they post in Naughty Audio Land. So
so
can you tell us from the get-go, who are you, what do you do, how do you contribute, from the start, how did you come up with your name?
So my name is actually sort of a bit of a nickname that I've had since I was very, very young. I have a J name. My name starts with a J. And when I was born, up until the point where I was about 6 years old, my eyes were so blue that they would, like, stand out, like, very, very vividly in everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And as time went on, they grayed a little bit. They're a little bit lighter now. But people for a long time called me Blue Jay. And it's probably been the best nickname I've ever been given. So I've kind of tried to stick with it a little bit.
Yeah, okay. And with that, in terms of people knowing that's your nickname, does that... Well, first of all, what do you do? How do you contribute to the space?
How do I contribute to the space? Well, I haven't very much. I will say that at the time of this recording, my Reddit account would be less than 2 weeks old. I have been on... GWA for a long time, since, I wouldn't say a long, long time, since about the beginning of 2021.
Okay.
I came in with a bunch of other people because we wanted to try new things on the internet. And I found myself enamored with the content. Absolutely enamored. I've always been a very auditory person. I do really well in lecture environments. Just something about listening to the stuff that was on there, it was cathartic, it was sexy, it pushed a lot of buttons that I didn't know were there.
Right. And by there you mean on GWA specifically?
Mostly, almost entirely on GWA, yes.
Yeah. How did you find it then from the get-go?
Well, I'd been on Reddit for a long time.
Okay.
So I was privy to the space, but I hadn't actually done any exploration up until 2021.
Right. Were you aware of this genre, this type of audio that was out there?
Kinda. I was aware of Literotica, and I was aware of I was aware of people who would like read that and stuff like that. But other than that, I didn't know about people being on the internet writing scripts that were to then be filled by voice actors that were on the same space as them. It was completely foreign to me.
Right. And when do you remember the first audio you listened to, or you know, the first time you hit that sort of like play button?
I've known I've been a sub for a long time. I don't remember the specific audio that it was because at this point I've listened to a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But I know it was a mommy dom fill, and it was a particularly stressful day, I recall, and it was just I felt calmed. I felt safe.
Aww.
And it just pushed a lot of really good buttons for me. And I decided as soon as I was finished with that audio that I wanted to listen to more. And I did.
Right. And so have you since sort of expanded your listening base in terms of what you do you look for? You know, or is that sort of dependent on how you're feeling?
It really depends on the mood.
Yeah.
It depends on the mood. It depends on the vibe. Since joining the space, I'm much more sexually open, I will say.
Sure.
And so certainly through use of the space, I've kind of expanded what I consider to be in my comfort zone. But That's thing wonderful. Is, yeah, isn't it? But yeah. The thing is, particularly after I started posting recently, and I started doing fills that had a little bit more of a, like a soft dom type vibe, I learned that I really, really liked that too, like a lot. That was awesome. And so as time has gone on, I've learned that I'm a bit more of a switch than I thought as well. Mm-hmm. But overall, I am also pansexual. And so because of that, my preferences vary wildly depending on the day, depending on the day, depending on the mood. But I try to get a little bit of everything in.
That's wonderful to have this space open you up to things you weren't aware of and introduce you to different, you know, scenarios, genres and topics. And I we're so fortunate in this space, aren't we, to have such an expansive range. And
absolutely. I absolutely agree.
Yeah,
it's incredible.
And to explore it so easily. It's so accessible, isn't it? Just,
it's all there.
Button. Yeah.
it's all very positive stuff. Everyone's very community focused and oriented around making stuff that makes people feel good, you know?
Yeah.
It's excellent.
Yeah. So with that, what prompted you to think, well, you know, I can do this. I'm going to have a go. I'm going to moan into a microphone.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I have always kind of been a bit of a creative person.
Right.
I like making things. For a long time now, I've kind of been away from making stuff. I haven't been committing to producing anything that has any artistic value. I've just kind of been walking through my days doing stuff.
Yeah.
And I don't like that at all.
Right. So it's a bit of an outlet for you then, a creative outlet.
I would say a lot of the reason I started was self-indulgence, I won't lie.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
It was because I just had this burning desire to make something, and I didn't really know what to make. And I thought about it, and I realized I'd been listening to these audios that strangers on the internet had been making for a year now, and maybe I could give it a shot.
Sure. Yeah. And do you remember, because I guess you would remember, seeing as we're just under 2 weeks, but were you nervous about posting your first audio? Or
oh, I was terrified. I hung on to the post. I hung on to the post like a babe to its mother. I checked every 5 minutes to see how it was doing.
Yeah.
To see if anyone was leaving me hateful comments and telling me to leave forever. And
like, what are you doing here?
Overall, the reception on that first post is absolutely astounding. Right. Astounding for my first post. People have been so incredibly warm to me about it. They're like, oh, this is excellent. Is there going to be a part two? Which I don't know. But they've been incredibly kind to me about it, and they've been giving me so much praise.
Yeah.
Oh, the praise. Dude.
Do you have a little
bit
of the praise kink, perhaps?
Oh, there's no little in that phrase. Oh, man, it's been killing me.
It's do you accept that? Is it a challenge? I find it very challenging to accept praise and something I'm working on. But yeah, how does that sit with you?
Well, a fascinating thing about this space in particular is anyone who comments on my stuff, typically I can like take a gander at their stuff to see if they've made anything. And I find that many of the people who comment on my stuff make incredibly high quality things. Like, they're incredibly talented, they have good production quality, and I'm blown away time and time again that these people feel so strongly about my stuff when I obviously feel so strongly about theirs.
Yeah.
It's a
huge, great love-in, isn't it? At some point, it's just like, yeah, I dig your stuff. Yeah, I dig your stuff, too. And they're like, no, stop it. No, you stop it. No, keep going, you know? Just yeah.
It does feel like that at times, but, man, it is a little hard at times to like grapple with the fact that these people are being genuine and they actually like the things that I'm putting out, because you know, insecurities are a thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
What can you do?
Absolutely. That whole I'm very familiar with imposter syndrome. thinking, what? You listened to my stuff? You liked it? Oh, thanks. You know, but yeah, it's it can be, I find it a little bit overwhelming at times, particularly when, you know, much more longer established or, yeah, peers. I don't know. See, now I'm even thinking, am I a peer?
Am I really?
I don't know. Yeah,
right?
But I find it really encouraging to hear new creators, and it's partly why I wanted to have a chat with you and to find out, because I remember when I started, it was, yeah, I was terrified. I actually deleted the app off my phone.
Deleted like,
nope, la 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 la, all of that, and yeah, and didn't come back to it for 2 days because I'm like, oh, I just can't open it, I can't do it. But yeah, it's, I love that energy that comes in with new creators, and because it pushes me. I was like, oh yeah, wow. I'm just having a look at the comments on your not your very first post, but one from 9 days ago. Something more divine. Oh, it's very well received. That's really great. I'm so pleased for you because it reminds me, and I guess perhaps, you know, other people have been kicking around these parts for a little bit, that, I know, every time I open a new creator's, you know, post, I'm just like, what's inside? Because, you know, you have your favourites, I guess, that, you know, you sort of go to creators. Well, I do.
As do I.
There aren't many I'm finding, but then I think my relationship with audio has changed a little bit. Do you perceive this in a different way now that you're kind of on the other side of it all?
Could you rephrase the question a little bit?
Do you think of it differently now that you're a VA, like I don't know how, that whole term doesn't sit comfortably with me. I'm not an actor. I'm just someone that moans into a mic. Do you think about, when you listen as a listener, when you, from that side of it, do you think about, like, well, you know, what's, are you a little bit more critical or a little bit more aware of the process behind it, or are you just simply immersed in it? Like, I'm just going to turn my brain off and, yeah, fully.
Okay, that's an excellent question. I'm still fairly new to audio editing as well, and I've been working on
it. All right, so you edit your own stuff?
Yes, I do.
Brilliant, wow.
I've edited all of my own stuff so far. I didn't know that it was a somewhat common practice to reach out to people and ask with help, like, for help with editing.
Yeah.
So I just kind of watched some YouTube tutorials and figured it out.
Are you serious? Have you only just started editing as well?
Well, I downloaded Audacity, I think, the same night that I made that account.
Do you have any editing history, or have you edited in the past, or have you just started editing as well? Because that's a whole package deal. That's a lot to sort of. I'm like, wow. That's impressive to me because I've listened to you. I've listened to all your audios, and I was like, "Wow, it's brilliant." I just assumed you had much more experience with editing.
Well, in this space, I haven't at all. that's a little unexpected. I kind of thought that my first stuff was really below par, and especially with the collab that I'm working on and how much big picture stuff I have planned for it. Mm-hmm. It's hard for me to think that people thought that the editing was that good on those, because I was fumbling my way through it. I really was. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I felt like the entire time I was just lost. The Audacity UI was like really complicated. Or like it was scary, at least, because it's like 2000s era UI. It doesn't look pretty.
No, it really doesn't.
And it was just kind of a bit of a scary experience.
But did you thrive on that? Did that just kind of think, oh, I'm gonna do
learning
this?
About the process, dude, I gotta tell you, it was rewarding. It was incredibly rewarding.
Yeah.
I started like looking around on the internet. I found a particularly good tutorial channel on YouTube that I watch, and that was a really helpful bit. And from there, I got a little bit more confident with my edits, and I started putting things together, layering, mixing, and it's been incredibly rewarding. I feel much more comfortable with the program. I feel much more capable of editing things now, and it hasn't taken an incredibly long amount of time to learn.
Wow, that's brilliant.
It's great.
So you're developing skills and knowledge, and as opposed to just moaning into a mic and posting it.
That's certainly another part of it. Yeah, I haven't developed a lot of skills in a while either. I've just kind of been working and playing video games, the classic 20-something bit. Yeah. But
that's what it's all about. Let's just like suck it up. Yeah, do that. Do that for me, please. Again, just can I? Yeah, because clearly I'm not in my 20s, but I had my time. But yeah, so is that must be really fulfilling as well, and the gratification that you get out of posting something and to have it received so well, your content.
It's much more than I thought. It's significantly more than I ever thought that I would get at any point in this. It blew me away. It really did.
Brilliant. And so, sorry, getting back to that, what I asked earlier, do you now listen out when you're just listening to for your own enjoyment? Are you a little bit more aware or sensitive to how an audio is produced?
I think in some ways, I think really more so me learning how to edit has made me learn to appreciate a lot of the things that a lot of the other editors in this space do with the audios they have. Because I didn't notice nearly as much as I do now. Genuinely, a lot of the stuff that these people are capable of doing is incredible. With that being said, I am a little bit more snobby with the overall finished product of the audio that I'm listening to now. I love to listen to like really amateur stuff, people just kind of trying it out and like testing the space a bit. That stuff's really nice to listen to sometimes, and it can often be really hot, but when it comes to content that I am going to engage with, I don't know how to exactly describe what I'm trying to describe. Content that I am going to use for personal reasons, let's say.
Sure, yeah.
I'm going to be a little bit more picky now, I think. Just a bit.
A little bit more selective as to the quality the standard that you are going to
I've really worked on like training my ear to try to figure out what sounds wrong in audio so that way I can correct it. That's been a big part of what I've been doing. And so because of that, I pick up on more than I used to.
Yeah, I wondered that. I'm very particular about who I put in my ears taking care of business, or even just for just to check out and for comfort or for relaxation, as sleep aids. I'm really particular about who I listen to and the type of, not just the type of voice, but the production level of it, and which is ironic considering I don't edit. This stuff is very
real.
Yeah, no, I don't. I don't listen to it. I just, and I'm sure whoever's listened to me do AMAs or throughout this series are just like, okay, we get it. You don't edit, whatever. But no, I don't, because I cannot stand the sound of my voice. And I know that's not uncommon. Yeah, and I know a lot of people push through that and edit their own content, which I think that's what amazes me about what you've shared so far, what you've posted so far.
Oh, man.
Is that you're new to it, so and you just have to accept that. Okay, accept the praise, soak it in. But yeah, I don't. So it's probably the opposite. And
for what
the
it is worth, it was incredibly difficult at first to push through listening to that audio. It really was. I have always had an issue with the way that my recorded voice sounds, because that's how my voice sounds, right? And that's not how it sounds to me.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a very common problem. Right. But after sitting down and listening to the track a couple of times, I was like, okay, I heard a couple of mistakes. I'll just try to fix those and maybe it'll sound a bit better. And it sounded a bit better. And I'm like, okay, now I could probably try to do something else to this to make it sound better too. How the hell do I equalize audio? And I looked up how to do that. And from there I was like, all right, so how do you set compressions? And then I just did that. And
what now? What?
Like how do you set compression level on audio?
I've got no clue what you're talking about. Okay, all right. So you've sort of worked your way through that.
I just kind of felt my way through the process a little bit. And it was mostly a task-oriented thing I learned. I focused less on the fact that it was my speaking voice, and I was listening to myself moan into a mic. and I focused a little bit more on just the fact that this was audio, and there are ways to make it sound better. How do I get there?
Right. Yeah.
And
just,
that
just
helped.
Tick that off the list. Yeah. And just do it. It's a job, like you said, task. Yeah. Okay. So with that, have you listened to other, what sort of content do you listen to in terms of male for male, female for male? And is there a cross section, I guess?
It's a fairly decent cross section. I will say I trend more towards female for male more often than not, and that's mostly because I like listening to a soft mommy voice talking to me and stuff. It's an excellent vibe. But ever since I started posting, in particular, I've been listening to a lot more male for male content for personal enjoyment and also for reference.
I see. Yeah. And in terms of that influencing your choices and what you're going to do, first of all, do you do scripts or do you improvise or do you do a mixture?
As it stands right now, I'm doing scripts mostly. I'd like to do some more improv. I started doing scripts because I have prior acting experience. I have a little bit of improv experience, but not nearly as much. I did my first Ramble Fap recently, which you commented on.
So I'm just gonna okay, keep talking. I'm just
and
gonna
as
grab
I
a water
as I described at some point in that audio, that was inspired by another male content creator in the space. I believe he's Muji Ono, I think, or Muji Ono or something. But he just did a Ramble Fap where he held a vibrator up against his cock, and it was really good. It was a really good audio, and I realized that I had never done that before, so I decided to give it a try.
Yeah, no, I've got one of those. I can do that. Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, of course, that's just an example. I've been trying to
of original content and improvise. Here's my original content.
Well, he inspired me to give it a try. So that's what I've been trying to take from the content that I listen to as well now, is just like general ideas, things to toy with, things that I might be interested in, things I might be interested in exploring. And that's been pretty rewarding too.
Great. I draw a lot of inspiration, like you say, from others and also what people respond to. I enjoy reading the comments on audios and just thinking, what is it about that, you know, that appeals and resonates with listeners, and can I sort of, you know, take some of that on board? Did you feel vulnerable? It's like, because that really is, you can't hide with a Ramble Fap. That's the real deal, right?
Yeah.
You are not a character.
Oh, dude. That is completely different ballgame. I quickly learned
See, so my head goes right there. Okay, go on.
Wow.
I know.
Incredible stuff. Real
limiting. We're peaking. But, we're peaking at the top, aren't we? Just keep it smutty, okay?
But yes, I felt incredibly vulnerable. I had no idea what to say. I found myself completely at a loss for words, and it was a very exposing thing for me. I was particularly worried about how the Ramble Fap would do, because it was much more vulnerable. You know, because it wasn't a script. It wasn't an artifice.
Sure. From what I can see, it was received very well.
People seem to enjoy it.
Yeah. Okay, so that's a yes from the listenership. Thank you very much for sharing. So moving forward, for anybody listening, Blue Jay Audio has and I have been involved in a collaborative project that we have just completed the raw record for yesterday. Mammoth effort. So, and I very selfishly just went, hey, I need you to record this, and pulled together a few voices to indulge my own need and the need of the community. So you can thank me
so
later.
So generous.
I'll take one for the team. So yes, that was your first collaboration, I understand.
Yes, that was my first collaborative effort.
And what a collaboration it was. How did you find the process so far? Because it's happened really quickly.
It has.
Yeah, for anyone who's listening, if you haven't listened to it, I will link the respective audios in the post. And I hope this will come out after the larger audio and independent audios have been released. So, yeah, how did you find it?
Okay, the overall experience, first of all, with the help and coordination you provided, was astoundingly easier than I thought it would be.
Yeah.
Provided us with a lot of resources necessary to make it happen, and I am deeply, deeply appreciative of that.
You're very welcome.
But,
like I said, motivated. Yep.
You're truly an altruist, genuinely.
Yes, I am. So with that, I owe the other members of the group, our more esteemed, experienced voice, Priest of Aphrodite, and I sort of paid homage to him. I think he did a wonderful job directing the process once it got to the recording point. But how did you feel about, and for those who have listened to it, it was a live collaborative recording, so it's not as though people generally can either record your own independent tracks and, you know, somebody edits them together. This one was a live one, and we're all in a group recording. I filled in for one of the parts who wasn't able to be there, and I was grateful that Priest sort of took the lead in that. Were you nervous about, you know, making sex time sounds? And I just like, thank God the camera wasn't on, right? I'm just like, make sure that's covered. Nobody needs to see this hot mess in here.
I was absolutely terrified. I was mortified.
Yeah.
I've met some people that I've been talking to casually through the subreddit, and I was talking to them last night, and I was just like, I couldn't get over how stressed I was. I was shaking in my boots, so to speak. It has been a very, very, very long time since I've acted in front of anybody, so to speak.
Sure.
And it's just like, oof. It's just been a while, and so I had a lot of nerves preceding the event, but fortunately, again, thanks to your guys' fantastic hosting, one thing that was cleared up pretty quickly was any nerves about the situation and any questions that I had. Once we started talking about the script, proper formatting, and fixing the things that we needed to fix, I started to get a little bit more calm, and then as soon as we hit record, everything was nice and kosher.
Yeah, I sensed that, and after talking with Apiary, underscore, don't forget the underscore people, I found that I was quite impressed, and I've mentioned this with Priest, at both of you having not done a live, first of all, not done a collaboration, but not, you know, to do it live is something, because I can understand. Well, I remember the first time I did it live, I was terrified as well, but I was so impressed with your, once that record button was pushed, it was, you just did it, and I think we only stopped once, and that was really just
a five, ten minute break.
Yeah, and that really was probably just, I need a bathroom break. We've been here so long. But because it's quite the tome. I was really super impressed with how it just flowed so naturally, and you've very generously opted to take on the editing of that as well as, you know, your contribution.
What can I say? I'm a complete and utter masochist. suffering is the way of life that I've chosen. And
get off the cross. We need the wood. Yeah.
But I saw it as an opportunity to get some good experience with editing and like collaborative editing as well, because this is very much a project that I would like to do going forward. I'd like to do similar collaborative projects moving forward. Like Shin highlighted in your guys' interview, there's not a lot of collaborative mail, like big collaborative mail scripts out in the space, or there's not a lot of fills out in the space right now.
That's right. That's why I'm, trying to do my part. And if I need to wrangle four of you together, then I'll do it, ladies. I will do it. I'm so glad that it was able to come together so quickly as well, and also for the scriptwriter. As well, to fulfill her script, because it's quite an effort to gather four independent folks and together to do this. And as such, we can't always gather for a live record. I've done a handful, and given my time zone and their time zones, that's probably I've got this little thing on my phone that's like, okay, so if it's that time there, and lining up all the different, it's like, right, what time zone are you in, and lining them all up, and she's thinking, okay, when can we do that? And it's not only when we're all online at the time, it's just like, it's people's schedules, right?
You're incredible. I want you to know that. You are
amazing. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Obviously put a lot of effort into this space. You want to make sure things succeed.
You
are very much appreciated. I want you to know.
Thank you very much, Jay. I appreciate your thanks and gratitude. Thank you.
I appreciate your appreciation.
Okay. And the loving begins. Now you've completely thrown me, because it's not about me. This is about you.
Oh, is it?
No. Oh, the project was. Don't get that wrong. That is entirely just when I'm talking about this chat. You're funny. You know what? I also, in the recording process, I felt like a little, I'm not going to lie, it was a little voyeuristic. I was filling someone's part, but at the same time, it was like, oh boy, this is going to happen. This is going to be posted, and I'm just sitting here right now, just in my little wicked wardrobe, and God damn, it's hot in here. And okay.
You did fantastic. You did absolutely fantastic on your fills for war. I felt incredibly immersed.
And that's the irony of it all, is that just I couldn't get, like, I wanted to sort of get further into that role, which, like, I couldn't, because I was balancing and doing that character, but also hearing the three of you together was like, oh boy, be cool, we could be cool. Just like, if I could have put gaffer tape over my mouth, I wouldn't have been able to get it off fast enough to sew my part. I kind of need, just like, okay.
Anyway. I'm just glad you didn't do any of the growling. That would have absolutely crashed me. I would have been finished. There would have been no returning.
Oh, but yeah. So yeah, I'm glad there's a little bit of post recording editing that's going to happen there, and put those in, because had any of you sort of got a little bit more animated at the time, I was like, yeah. But no, it was, and so much fun too. And I think,
man,
ultimately,
it really was.
Yeah, I'm glad that was. It was a hell of a first experience for you.
Oh, dude. What a titan of experience that was. Towards the end of it, I felt a little bad, because I had, like, I left a little earlier than I would have liked to, but I was, like, sweating.
You must have been
my
wrecked.
Head hurt.
Yeah.
I wanted to lay down. I was sleepy.
I need a nap now. Yeah.
And I did. But,
well, that's really good.
I had a blast. I really did. It was so much fun.
And I think at the end of the day, this space, we need to sort of come back to just like, what is our motivation for being here? And it always, for me at least, it always needs to have that underlying element. It's got to be fun.
Yeah,
it's
got to be enjoyable. It.
Yeah. Otherwise, it's work. And I don't want to work in this space, like work in air quotes. What is your motivation for posting? Just is it, are you here to sort of give back? Are you, is it, aside from the, I know we've talked about the creative outlet of it, but yeah, is there anything else that sort of pushes you to go, yeah, I'm going to record again and post again?
Yeah, kind of. One thing that I started this for was because I felt like I was kind of stagnant, you know? I commented a lot on my old profile and I let people know when I thought their stuff was really good, but I didn't feel like I was doing enough for everybody because, like, there's so many people here that are putting in so much effort for all of this and I enjoyed it so much. And it felt a little bit too selfish of me to just kind of, you know, sit around and just freely enjoy all of this good quality content. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of also why I started this this account as well.
Yeah, to sort of give back a bit.
Yeah, to give back a bit. That was like, at the time of me starting the account, that was probably half and half. It was a bit of an exploratory thing, and it was because I just wanted to do something for everyone who was here, and it was obviously a creative outlet. It was a lot of stuff, I'll be honest. It was very impulsive at the end of the day. I didn't put a lot of thought into it. Right. It was like, hey, I should do that. And then that night, I made the account. And I think I put something out the next, like, 2 days afterward, 2-3 days afterward. But it was all impulsive. I just...
why not?
Life happens to me in impulsive urges.
I think I'm finding that in having a chat with people that that there are many different reasons, but it ultimately is coming down to one of three. Oh, hang on. Do you know what? I don't think Bruce Shins is pinging me because I was a bit naughty and didn't change my status to do not disturb. I've made the faux pas.
The faux pas on you.
Yeah, that's it. My bad. People, sorry. see, this is why it's not a podcast, because a real podcast just
be so much more professional.
I know, because, you know, I'm kind of a big deal and I should be much more professional. No, hell no. and now I've lost my train of thought. The reasons I'm finding people contribute is partly for the creative outlet, and also wanting to contribute back to a community that they've, you know, perhaps been a listener of. At the end of the day, we're all listeners, aren't we? And also, I'm finding for me personally, and I'm hearing this, it's a sexual outlet as well, it's an explorative space for me, and I discovered, like you mentioned, things about myself as well. I did an interview recently with the Jarl in the UK, and he mentioned that he had not listened prior to entering this space. Oh, gosh, I've got that right.
Wow.
Have I got that right? I've listened. I've done a few of these. I'm a little bit thirsty, people. I just want to, have a chat with people. Which really surprised me and if it's not you, sorry, mate. But my bad.
But oh my god, he has such a sexy voice, doesn't he?
Okay. Y'all, if you're listening, can you just can you stop being so that's a lie. Just keep it coming.
Keep it right where it is, brother. You're doing fantastic.
I have to tell you, I thought in a chat that you and I were having or in the group somewhere when I posted his link to his page, somebody had made that comment that his voice was like honey combined with a heap of jazz records.
Yeah,
and then served to Henry Cavill, and that floored me to the point that I took a screenshot of it, not with the name, and I sent it to him, and he was like, oh, that's so lovely. And I just thought, that is exactly what his voice is. And how amazing that voices can have such a visceral impact on us, right?
It's incredible. It really is. I find myself continually surprised at how taken aback I can be by just, like, simple words said to me in my ears. It's...
Yeah. Very Ooh. Much so. Yeah. Even during that recording yesterday, it was a couple of keywords that you, your part says, and I was like, keep it together, keep it together. But yeah, it's they're like, they're triggers. They're like almost like sort of Pavlovian triggers of just like,
Very much so, yes.
Are you discovering that? Is that, you know, aside from, you know, discovering different, not, I don't want to say kinks, but, you know, things that you're enjoying, are there particular phrases or words or terms or honorifics or however you want to refer to them that you are discovering have that sort of impact?
On myself?
Yeah, that you didn't have before.
That I didn't have before. Well, I'll be entirely honest, up until... Oh, very recently, I didn't start listening to any degradation stuff at all.
Mm-hmm.
It just breaks my heart. It makes me feel bad.
Okay.
But I started recently, and I got called a whore.
Mm-hmm.
But the way that I got called a whore,
mm-hmm.
it made me kind of think about it, you know?
Yeah.
Made me pause.
I'm not here for this. Yeah.
And so I've been exploring that a little bit more lately.
Yeah. Yeah. I get that. Because generally in my day-to-day life, I would never.
Yeah.
Never.
How dare you?
Yeah. She's like,
the nerve.
Oh, the slap would come very quickly. Yeah, but in context.
In the right context. My.
I'm there with you on that one. It's interesting. So that is kind of, that's new for you then.
That's very new for me. Assuming. If we're going to talk about the things that I've kind of picked up throughout the space as I've been here, I really leaned into Good Boy as soon as I got here. I hit that part of myself before I started listening to the audios here for a very long time. I heard it a couple of times here and there sporadically before I joined the space, but it was so there was so much of it here, and I could really just kind of, I could roll around in it, and I did. And oh man.
Ooh. Oh, have you listened to? And I'm hoping you know, whoever's listening to this has also listened. Well, perhaps some people who contributed to it. The fabulous Rita R7 pulled together a collaborative project, Good Boy and Good Girl, and as VAs, we were asked to submit our own tracks of just, you know, whether it be 30 seconds or 3 minutes of just saying those two words. And then I want to say, I need to be accurate with this. I want to say the Fabulous Oral Fiction did the edit, combined them all, and it's like, it's a solid, I don't even know, 2 minutes of some of like multiple people would just say, good boy, oh, good boy, good boy, good boy. And whether it's to get to a point or not, it's just, it's all right, I got you, babe, I'll flick it to you.
You are an angel.
See, I'm giving. I like to give. Yeah, yeah. Servitude.
Oh, man.
But that project, I was fortunate enough to get a beta listen to, and... The good girl version, I'm just like, oh my god. Like I had to take a few minutes after I listened to it because I was like, I had no words. So if you lean into Good Boy, there is, I'm going to find it, I'm going to send it to you, or I will send it to you. Maybe I'll add that to the post as well. It's like, you're welcome.
Hell yeah, anyone else who wants it, right there. Please, enjoy yourself.
Yeah, well, that's really interesting to me that... you've probably further sort of developed that that sort of inherent or intrinsic response to the term. But yeah, finding new ones. Yeah, I heard one the other day, and I am going to incorporate it into a collaborative project I'm part of
And
it was, I'll keep it under wraps for now. Actually, by the time this gets posted, it probably will have started. It's the 12 Days of Christmas, headed by the fabulous Shy Little Wolf, where each of us will take a day, and I have selected two turtle doves. That's my, on the second day of Christmas is mine, and Little Dove is just like so mine so I'm thinking it will have been posted by now, will be a mummy dom, and my good boy being my little dove. So anyway,
you're too good to us, just, Wicked. You're too good to us.
No. Just like, oh yeah, it's about me, you know, man. Back to me. good Lord, woman. Get back to the interview. So one thing that also amazes me, not amazes, but I find really interesting is, in asking these the content creators is, do other people know that you moan into a mic?
Oh.
And if they do, how does that sit with them? If they don't, perhaps you'd like to share why. how does that, where are you at?
Have been incredibly open with the fact that I'm doing this as a hobby now, with basically anyone who will listen.
Dude, get a load of this.
My roommate thinks it's interesting and also kind of hilarious.
Do they listen? Do they listen to you?
I don't actually know. I have a Discord
chat. Do they know your...
my roommate and a bunch of other of our friends, and my sister and my brother-in-law are in that chat as well. And I've linked my account in that chat.
I'm sorry, your sister? Did you say your sister?
Yes, my sister. I've told her not to look. Actually, as a matter of fact,
was there an explicit just like, you do not get to click on this link?
Yeah, I was like, all right, this is none of this.
No.
All right, you don't touch this.
No. This
we
is a no-go zone.
And she actually, this is interesting. Yeah. She told me that she's actually been thinking of listening into some of the audios on the subreddit in general now. And that's been an attitude that's been prevailing throughout a good portion of that Discord chat that I've been a part of now, is they're more interested in this type of stuff. And that's been really cool. The fact that they're like actually starting to engage with the things that I like too, and they're being like typically very positive about it. They really like it.
Go you, being an advocate for this space.
I'll be honest, as soon as that first audio came out, I was really, really kind of proud of myself. I let myself have that moment, and I was like, hey guys, I'm like doing, I'm doing this, and it's a little weird, I'll be honest, but it's like people are being really nice to me about it, and they're telling me good things, and it's really cool, and they were really cool with it.
It makes my heart swell to know that you've got that, not just, well, I guess it is support in a way, but also encouragement and that acceptance, because let's be honest, this space isn't for everybody. And if we do disclose that to our, you know, nearest and dearest and friends and whoever, then it doesn't always go, you know.
It doesn't. I feel very fortunate that almost every interaction I've had related to the subreddit and the things that I've posted here have been positive. It's
in your
genuinely,
real life.
Yeah, in my real life, online. Mm. I haven't had a negative interaction because of the choices I'm making now at all.
Good for you. And with regards to that, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
I had nothing else to say.
I have this really awful habit, and it's something I'm learning because I have to listen back to these before I post them because somebody else is involved.
No.
I know.
Don't
worry. It hurts my ears. It's sometimes like, Wicked, just stop talking.
I do not understand at all how you can think that about your voice, dude. It blows my fucking mind. It really does.
Yeah, that's a whole other conversation. Maybe that's series two. just like how to overcome.
That would be helpful. I think that would help some people, actually.
I'll make a note of it.
At least that's something I might be trying to do.
Well, I think we've all got stuff, right, in this naughty audio space and what we're doing. And I've yet to find someone who is, one, openly doing this and within their real life has support and encouragement and acceptance and also is confident with what they're sharing and posting and, you know, and also has generally a really positive experience with it and positive reception amongst the community as well. Those sort of three, that's I've not yet come across a combination like that yet. So, you know, I'm open with I'm kind of like, I'll tell anybody. I'm not going to put it up as my Facebook status. You're just like, hey, guess what? I record erotic audio. But I very, I'm open to sharing with people. Just like, you know, what are you doing? Because I know I've mentioned before, I'm a beekeeper and it's not, yeah. It's a hobby for me. But I, you know, people are just like, how are the bees? And all the bees are taking a bit of a back snap because, you know, I'm doing this thing. It's like, what are you doing? I was like, well, it's this, and they're like, oh, what? You're what?
No.
Yeah, just like, I know. And I'm like, yeah, I know, right? It's like, what? It's this and it's this. And then they can't bloody shut me up. But
really?
They're encouraged by the most part. But I know there are people in my real life who are probably like, no. All the no's. It's like, well, you do you, because I'm very comfortable doing me right now. And you can accept it or not. But I know that's not the case for everybody. So it's really, it warms my heart to know that you're able to be open about it. What about in terms of like in a workspace? Is there anyone that, you know, would not, well, I guess your sister's probably the critical. You don't get much more, you know, confronting than your sister or your parents, right?
Right.
But yeah, just it wouldn't have. I know some people for work purposes would never and could never. Some people for, you know, family reasons would never and could never. Yeah, there's no one else. Like if somebody recognized your voice, I guess is what I'm coming down to.
It depends on the context, I would say. Generally, mm-hmm. I'm not really all that worried about it in my real life. I will say that the people I've spoken to about this part of me now, I suppose, they exist in spaces that I have kind of cultivated over time to where I know that it's a safe space, so to speak. It's a place I can go and mm-hmm. I can vent my frustrations. I can talk to any of them in there and be perfectly honest about everything. And they can, you know, they can receive that and give me criticisms. They can give me praise. They can give me feedback, and I'll be able to take it in an objective way. So I suppose I can speak to the fact that I have a space like that to do that in the first place. I'm very fortunate. I'm obviously not going to go telling the people at work that this isn't that this is something that I'm doing now. Can't imagine I'll be telling my parents because the generational gap there, it makes it a little bit hard for me to talk to them about things like the internet. I don't think I would mind all that much if people were to be like, hey, I heard your stuff, and I, you know, as long as the interaction is pleasant, I think I'd be okay with it.
I guess people are going to receive it how they're going to receive it, and that's really, once they receive it, it's out of your control how they respond, right?
And I understand that. I would just hope that people who are coming up to me in real life aren't being like, hey, you make garbage.
Just like, bye-bye now. It's just like, I got nothing for you. Head back to camp. I got nothing for
nothing.
You. Yeah.
Less than nothing. How is that even possible?
Yeah, just like, yeah. See my hands held together like a cup? That's all the fucks I give. Zero. Zero. It's empty. Bye-bye. Yeah, I agree. Thankfully, other than, you know, actually one of my closest friends is like, the one is like, no, it's like, that's okay, we don't need to discuss it again, that's fine, that's your opinion on it, but this is what I'm doing and I'm enjoying it, so
Hell yeah.
Thank me very much. that's really, I think, at the end of the day, if I'm enjoying it, if other people are getting enjoyment out of it, and that's a win-win, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. I just, yeah, I'm so glad that you're in this space and you've had, you know, the reception that you have, and rightly so, because you make some banging content, can I say? Just and still be cool, wicked. But yeah, just no, really. And I can't wait to see what, you know, what's next for you. Well, I kind of know one thing that's next, but yeah, in terms of the reception from the people that listen to your audios, it's I love. This is something else I really enjoy is seeing new creators sort of develop, but not develop, because like, oh, who the hell am I to know who's developing? Again, you know, just like imposter syndrome. But just like I really do enjoy watching somebody's profile, whatever you want to call it, develop and grow, and to see where they go with this. And yeah, it fascinates me. And but then here is one thing I wanted to ask you. Do you have any sort of plans or long term and by long term here in this space, it would seem that there is a bit of a, you know, what do they call that? Like not a half-life, like a general sort of expectancy of, you know, how long you'd be in this space before you're not. Right. Do you have any plans going forward?
Well, as it stands right now, I really like making audios. I enjoy the whole process of making audios, editing them, and then putting them up. And that, I feel, were I to, like, stop getting praise, people just stop engaging with my content, or whatever you want to call the stuff that I make, tomorrow, I would probably still do it. And it's easy for me to say that as somebody who has had very, very quick success on the subreddit, or however you define success, I don't know. It's all
exactly,
abstract.
Yeah. But yeah, that's a whole other conversation.
Someone who's done fairly
yes,
well on the subreddit already in such a short amount of time, I think I'd still probably be making stuff, because these things are very fun to make and I enjoy doing it a lot.
They are.
That's really my bottom line, is just I'm having a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You asked me a lot, like, about my future and what my plans are when it comes to the development of what I'm doing right now. And I think I'd like to continue making audios. I'd like to expand into more spaces. One thing that I really enjoy making, or listening to at least, in particular, is sleep aids, because I have insomnia. Yes. Because I have insomnia, sleep aids help me out a whole bunch. I use them a lot. And so I thought that one of the things that I could probably try to contribute to the space, since in that particular facet it's been so helpful, is some sleep aids. I'd like to do those.
Yes,
I think
be amazing. Oh gosh,
like
yes. Well, having listened to Death's Void, I'm not sure if it will have if I'll have posted it prior to. Yes, I will have. I was talking with Bonsoir Anxiety about. I said, "Oh my gosh, I heard this new creator the other day," and I actually clicked on, you know, an audio that I normally wouldn't. If I'd seen that title, I was like, yeah, that's not for me, because I don't usually sort of, well, I don't listen to anything sort of monster, mythical, fantasy related, and seeing that title, I was like, I'll give it a go. And because the tags in it and what you created, and I think again this goes back to your the soundscape that you developed with that, and I so thoroughly enjoyed it. And it really was. It was a new thing that I thought, you know, maybe I shouldn't scroll past these and not judge an audio by its title. And, you know, because I looked at the tags and thought, yeah, I'll listen. And it was incredible, Jay. Honestly, it really was. And I think I might have left a comment, or I might have even like slid into your DMs just to say, because and that's the other thing, is that I generally don't comment publicly. I prefer to have that one-on-one interaction, and not interaction, but just to say, hey, you did this, because for me, it's a personal response.
Yeah, right.
It's not
it
me as Wicked
Fairy.
It's me as me in real life responding to you. So I really appreciated that. you created something, and Bonsoir was like, yeah, maybe you should, you know, expand a little bit and maybe click on a few other things. Yeah, because some things I see posted, I was like, what?
Right. Some of this stuff seems rather outlandish.
Yeah, and I am not kink shaming at all, because whatever you do,
you do you, and this is
how I love what's available out there. But there are some things that I look at and like, well, how does that work with the tentacle and the cat and the you know? And it's like, wow, that's okay. Two thumbs up. I'm gonna keep scrolling, you know. But maybe I should listen.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I am absolutely thrilled that is the response that was generated, because, wow, you flatter me way too much.
No. That's, again, suck it up. It is, and I know it's hard, and you're probably squirming right now.
But
the whole thing is, except the praise, but the response. And you and I find your voice, generally, from a personal perspective, is very calming. So I'm excited that you may sort of lean a little bit more towards or start exploring sleep aids or comfort audios.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I love them so much. And I have never really considered my voice to be any variety of soothing, but...
I'm here to say yes, it is.
I'm very pleased that seems to be the reception, because one of the first things I thought that I would like to do was sleep aids. And if people really seem to think that my voice is something that they would like to listen to before they go to sleep, then that would be an absolute honor. Mm. It would be a privilege. It would be awesome.
Yeah. I get where you're coming from. Just like to be the last thing that people hear before they go to sleep. It's like, what?
Right?
Who am I? But yeah, I personally think, and I'm sure plenty of these listeners will agree that, I think you do have that resonance in your voice and your tone. And I think I probably mentioned in my message to you was that I appreciate your... it's not only your tone, it's your sense of phrasing, and my musical background takes me straight back to cadence, and your expression, you make it very immersive and very genuine, and I'm excited to see where this goes for you, because I think you have a very natural aptitude in that particular genre.
I would absolutely love the opportunity to do so. I wouldn't entirely be sure where to start in that space.
It's a bit overwhelming, right?
Yeah. Somehow it seems almost easier for me to moan into a mic.
It's so much easier to do a ramble fap. And like, kudos to the guys out there and girls who just, that's all they post, because I'm screaming hot.
Wow.
Right?
How?
But yeah, you're right. Because a sleep aid or a comfort seems to be, it's emotional. There's an emotional connection there.
Right?
It's not just, you know, let's take care of business. It really is.
Yeah,
an emotional connection.
It feels much more one-on-one. At least it feels more intimate to me whenever I'm using sleep aids. That's the type of vibe that gets fostered there. And that's the type of vibe I like.
Lovely. Well... With that said, I think that is a perfect moment for us to say good night. If you're, I know it's heading towards that that time for you, but thank you for joining me in the Wicked Wardrobe. It got a little bit hot and steamy here for a little bit. You know, I just had to grab my water bottle a couple of times, but thank you. It's been really interesting, and I find this a privilege to be able to chat with people as themselves, not necessarily as the you as Blue Jay Audio, but just you as yourself. And yeah, thank you for being here in this space with me.
I've said it a lot, but you have already done so much for me, and I
thank you.
You're incredible.
We're all going to pay it forward one day. I believe this wholeheartedly, and actually, there's something I'll tell you outside of this. I might reveal a little bit too much, you know. nobody needs to know all the details, but yeah, I get where you're coming from. I think there's an incredible community here, and I love the opportunity to listen to the real people behind the mic, behind the Mac, behind the editing suite.
I'm absolutely with you. That's part of why I love the series so much already, is just because of how it's very grounded. It feels very personal. You're an excellent host, and being able to like get to know the people who are making these fantastic high quality audios, it's a really interesting experience.
Yeah, well, thank you, Jay, for joining me here.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you so much.
I look forward to seeing you in the wild.
That's where I'll be.